This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We'll get the latest and greatest on the good but not quite good enough, still kind of bumpy labor market recovery on Friday morning. The February unemployment report is going to be upon us. We've added plus or minus 10 million new private sector jobs since the recession ended. Keyword there being private sector. Over in the public sector, government jobs, in other words, at the federal, state, and local level, it is a less pretty picture and one that has real implications for women and minorities, and for the middle class writ large. From our desk up at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
Let's look at the numbers. The economy started adding private sector jobs in 2010. We're now 5 million above the pre-recession peak. Government jobs, though, kept falling for several more years before starting to rebound, and we're still down by 300,000. Steve Kreisberg is director of collective bargaining at AFSCME, the union representing more than a million public sector workers.
The public sector has been kind of the original equal opportunity employer. The loss of jobs has had a disproportionate impact on people of color and women because disproportionately women and people of color were public employees.
Women suffered 70% of government layoffs, African Americans 20%, according to the Progressive Economic Policy Institute. And in time, the loss of jobs in teaching, social services, road and bridge maintenance, regulatory agencies will erode the middle class, says Rutgers University economist William Rogers.
Government jobs, particularly at the federal level, on average pay higher than in the private sector. And we're pulling back a disproportionate share of African Americans and women. We would then start to see wages of minorities and of women deteriorate.
And the impact of those government wages and benefits for minorities and women over a lifetime of work is considerable. Tomas Rivero knows this. Though he doesn't think much about it on the job, he's usually kind of busy.
Interior, looks like it just laid back down. Copy, thank you.
Rivero is a wildland firefighter with the U.S. Forest Service, and what we're hearing is from a video a buddy shot of his crew attacking a flare-up. They were working a fire at Battle Mountain, Nevada. Rivero is 54. He lives in Portland, and he's been fighting fires for nearly 30 years.
It is a good income. You know, you can live very well.
Rivero can make $65,000 or $70,000 a year. Plus, there's a pension and health benefits. Very different from his early working life after arriving in the U.S. from Mexico, where he grew up.
Well, you know, I did, like, the most menial jobs. You know, I started as a janitor in Woolworths downtown L.A., and then I moved to a factory where we painted figurines, you know.
Working as a firefighter, Rivero eventually saved enough to buy a house. It's old, needs a lot of work, but he never could have afforded it as a janitor or figurine painter. More than a decade ago, Rivero was tapped to work on a local effort to recruit more young blacks and Hispanics from urban areas to these fire service jobs. But in recent years, he's seen government budget tightening shrink the firefighting ranks and reverse some of the progress that was made.
With the more availability of jobs, there was more diversity. But as the jobs start disappearing, you also start losing a lot of that diversity.
Plenty of economists would reject the notion that a healthy recovery requires employment in the public sector to grow as much or as fast as in the private sector. Conservative economists, budget hawks, generally favor job growth that is generated by for-profit businesses and not taxpayer-funded. But it's at least clear that some job seekers would like to have a shot at the kind of job and job security that government has historically provided. Sharon Peters is 52, African American. I met her at the Oregon Employment Office in Portland. She has a job in a newspaper plant. Now she's looking for better pay and benefits.
I would kind of like something with the state or the county.
Have you had any luck?
Well, I did apply. They get so many applicants.
Peter says her parents raised 13 kids on her father's pay as a merchant seaman and her mother's work, managing a daycare and a restaurant, and drawing a government paycheck running a program for disadvantaged youth. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.